Welcome back, folks. We have all been following the tragic events in Kerrville, Texas, the floodwater. So many folks, 105 killed, still a number of folks missing. And anytime there is a catastrophic event like this, governors and states reach out to their brother and sister states to step up and lend a hand, and thankfully Louisiana is one we've asked for help before, and we give help when we're asked. And I think everybody felt strongly about going out and helping Texas in dealing with this issue. And our guest that joins us is Michael Kimball. He is the fire chief of the Baton Rouge Fire Department, and he's been charged with directing the Louisiana task force that was sent to Kerrville. Michael, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on today.
Well, first, let me thank you for all that you and your team and everyone from Louisiana is doing. I know that the residents in Texas really appreciate it. One thing that I've heard over and over again on the news is they are so appreciative of everyone thinking about them, assisting them, and praying for them. This is tough work. It continues to rain there. Swift water rescues are not easy. They are incredibly dangerous. If you would, Michael, kind of give us a little bit of the description of the landscape and what your team is experiencing there.
Yeah, so from what the team is reporting back is that there's a different terrain of a little hilly area. It's more than what we're accustomed to here in Louisiana. And with the waterfall they've received, it's just pushed a lot of water into some areas that was not expected. And that's what they've been told, that nobody knew this was coming. That's where the event started to take place and unfold. But our team is out there now assisting the local departments of whatever needs that may arise.
Yeah. Michael, I've been told that, you know, part of the issue with the Hill Country, I used to hunt in the Hill Country. I hunted right outside of Kerrville, in between there and all the way to Johnson City and Marble Falls and Round Mountain, Texas, which kind of creates a big area within the Hill Country. If you had rainfall on one side of a hill as opposed to the other side of a hill, which may be a differential of about 250 yards, the impact could be vastly different from one side to the other side, depending on the amount of rainfall. And I'm sure you guys are hearing stuff like that.
Yeah, that's correct. And you may say Marble Falls. That's exactly where our team is at right now in that area. It's just a different terrain from what we're accustomed to. The terrain is completely different. And unfortunately, the event took place, but the people are there now to assist. Again, it's just having the proper equipment and training to be able to adapt and handle those type of situations that come to them.
Do you have any feel for, I think it's raining there now. I was checking the radar earlier. How much that is actually complicating this recovery effort at the present time?
So in the area that, again, our team is located, the rain is starting to come to a stop. Which is a good thing. So the amount of service that's needed is not as high as it was when it first started. But as the rain continues, if it does continue, it just adds more water to what they've already encountered, which, again, picks up the need for our services.
Now, Marble Falls is actually east of Kerrville, a little bit northeast, if my memory serves me correct. I was hearing stories being told that the swath could extend 10 to 14 miles, of devastation. Is that what you guys are hearing and seeing?
We haven't been told that, no, sir.
Okay.
Not to that level.
Any other observations that the team has made that you find interesting or of note?
Well, the same thing that we see every time we go somewhere is the brotherhood and the compassion and the dedication of the men and women that drop everything they have to go assist other first responders and citizens in different parts of the country. The members of the Louisiana Urban Search and Rescue are some of the most heartfelt, dedicated, committed people you've ever met. On 4th of July weekend, they dropped everything they had plans with their family to leave and go help another community. And we've, unfortunately, in Louisiana, you know, we've had our share of impact, and we've had those same people that we're going to help now have come and helped us over the last 15, 20 years, you know. So, but you see that camaraderie and the brotherhood of people helping other people, right? And that's what humans are about, right? And the good people of Louisiana, we always go and will help do at any moment. And that just shows the compassion that people have. And that's what you always see when we have these type of events.
We are a state that obviously have bought into urban search and rescue and make sure that we go through the training and everything else, obviously because of the flooded areas of southeast, southwest Louisiana as a result of hurricanes. I talked about swift water, responses and the difficulties of same. A lot of it is same equipment, but that team, trains in swift water responses as well, right?
That is 100% correct, sir. Part of our urban search and rescue, we have multiple responsibilities and divisions within our team, and this is just one of those fashions that the swift water technicians, they go through a very rigorous school to become certified, and they're taught how to maneuver in swift water by swimming, how to remove people out of the water, how to drive a boat in the water. You can get in a boat and drive across Lake Pontchartrain all day long, but you get into the swift water, the boats that we have, you have to know what you're doing to be prepared. And we've gotten a lot of support. Without the governor's office, Governor Landry, the fire marshal's office, Chief Brian Adams, my local mayor of the city of Baton Rouge, Coach Sid Edwards, we are very fortunate we have the support that makes this happen. Without the support of our local officials, we wouldn't have these capabilities.
Yep. It's going to be interesting. Have they talked about any projections of what, if this rain trend continues, whether or not they feel like that's going to exacerbate some of the areas peripheral to what is flooded, whether that'll create issues in these other areas?
So, you know, from experience, the amount of rain they originally got dumped on them was unexpected. And so it has put an impact on their areas. Now, if they get a little rain, I don't know that if they receive just a regular storm, would it have as much of an impact of what we've already dealt with? I wouldn't think so from right. Prior experience. You got to remember 2016 here in East Baton Rouge Parish in our area here, we received almost 30 inches of rain within 2 days, right?
Yep.
That's what they got up on them within a few hours. And the terrain made it even worse. You know, they're saying reports of what some rivers or creeks rose, 20-something feet within a couple hours? You know,
yep.
A little rain make a big difference, I would think, right now. But I do know that through our talk groups of the USAR teams, they are starting to stand some teams down. There are some teams already en route that they have canceled, which is a good sign. That right there tells you they're getting a hold of everything is being handled. And another, you know, other parts of the area, now they're doing delayering through debris, trying to locate any missing people that's still unaccounted for. That's the next step that will go into this operation. Through those areas. In the county that our team is currently in, there's one person that's still missing. Unfortunately, that was the fire chief of that department. While he was performing his duties, he tragically was swept away and has not been located yet.
We definitely keep each and every one of the families of the victims and of everyone in that area and our thoughts and prayers for sure. Just as an aside and really curiosity, we've heard a lot about the rainfall in the short duration or period of time. Have y'all heard anything about how the velocity of the water as it was making its way down the Guadalupe River?
We've heard some numbers. I don't have those numbers right in front of me. It was unbelievable the amount of cubic feet per second that water was moving. It was something that I don't have the number right here in front of me. I'm sorry about that. But it was a lot.
Yeah. I got to imagine it was something that probably most of those USAR teams had never seen before, right?
I would 100% agree with that comment. I mean, again, nobody was prepared for this, from what I understand. It was you can prepare and have plans for everything. But in our line of work as public safety officials and men and women that go out and put their life on the line every single day, we plan and we prepare, but when that alarm goes off and we respond to an incident, you have to have the knowledge of how to handle it. Sometimes we have to step back and figure out what's the next step. And some things, it takes more resources. And it sounds like, listening to what happened there, they just had a big impact really, really quick and did a phenomenal job. A lot of lives were saved. And that's what we need to remember.
Truly amazing that we didn't lose more people. I'm going to be quite honest with you, because that's a very popular riverbed. It goes through a bunch of popular areas for the summertime, you know, people trying to cool down, being in the river and this and that and everything else. I mean, it's just, and then all the kid camps that are all along there, you know, almost every day you talk to somebody that had a child that went to a camp in that area, or has children or grandkids at a camp in that area, not necessarily Camp sure. Mystic, but, you know, went through horrible couple of days trying to find out, because some communication systems were down, and trying to find out whether or not their kids were safe or not. I mean, I just can't even imagine going through that experience, right?
That had to be an unknown feeling that I feel for those parents and those family members, right? But again, a lot of lives were saved by the heroic men and women of the fire service and law enforcement and EMTs and just the average normal human being. You know, everybody was helping each other, and that's what makes humans great. People help each other, and that's what, you know, there's no doubt that happened in this incident here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, Michael Kimble, Fire Chief, Baton Rouge Fire Department, and who is charged with directing the Louisiana Task Force in Kerrville. They are stationed in Marble Falls, Texas, which is, as I said, just a little northeast of Kerrville. Thank you so much for all you do. Please know that each and every one of the members of your team are in our thoughts and prayers, and stay safe.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a shout. We can talk about anything. We have some time. Stay with us.